FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, SADC has decided to end its military deployment to the Eastern DRC. The 16-nation regional bloc held a virtual summit today to discuss the conflict. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
The SADC mission, semi-DRC, was sent to the region in December 2023 to help the government of the DRC, a SADC member, restore peace and security. Clashes with M23 rebels in January saw SADC losing 18 troops. 14 were South African soldiers and the other troops were from Malawi and Tanzania. Calls have been mounting in South Africa for the soldiers still in the DRC to be withdrawn, with reports that they were confined to their base by M23 fighters. SADC says it has given a directive for the start of a phased withdrawal of troops. The M23 has seized swathes of the mineral-rich and volatile eastern DRC, including the key cities of Goma and Bukavu, since January. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Well, South Africa is looking to strengthen ties with the European Union. President Cyril Ramaphosa is today co-chairing a meeting in Cape Town alongside European Council President Antonio da Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has told the SABC the South Africa-European summit aims to strengthen relationships with key strategic partners, fostering cooperation in trade, investment and development.
As we venture into new markets that where we can grow our trade exposure and where a lot of our exporters, rather, in multiple sectors can export their products. And so we definitely are looking at that, but it's important that the partnerships that we currently have are sustained.
Human rights group Black Sash says the proposed VAT hike places an unfair burden on social grant recipients who are already struggling to make ends meet. The finance minister yesterday tabled a new VAT rate of 16%. Half of the percentage point increase would be factored in this year and the other half next year. Treasury has also provided for above inflation social grant increases. The social relief of distress grant will also be extended by another year. Black Sash says while it acknowledges the increases and the extension, it questions whether these adjustments are sufficient. The organization's Oliver Meth says the government must explore alternative tax forms that target wealthier individuals and corporations.
It is important to highlight that the child support grant continues to be below the food poverty line of 796 rand, and the value of the SOD grant has not been increased. It's deeply concerning as it means that recipients of these grants are still unable to meet their basic nutritional, which just exacerbates the food insecurity and poverty issue. Resorting to a VAT hike is a short-sighted solution that will only increase inequality and the hardship for millions of South Africans.
The top story, SADC has decided to end its military deployment to the Eastern DRC. More news at ecr.co.za.
Up in your sport, the Tuskers to host the Inyati in the Division 250 over final in Maritzburg tomorrow. Enzo Maresca to make a late call on Cole Palmer ahead of Chelsea's Conference League last 16 tie with FC Copenhagen tonight. And the Players' Championship tees off at the TPC Sawgrass today with three South Africans in the field.